So if you saw the movie City Slickers, you remember Billy Crystal's best day.
I'm 7 years old, and my dad takes me to Yankee Stadium, my first game.
My dad took me to my first game when I was seven, D.C. Stadium. But the feeling was the same.
It's huge. How green the grass was. Brown dirt. We had a black and white TV, so this was the first game I ever saw in color.
At the bottom of the American League was where they generally finished. In fact, the headline on the team's yearbook was once off the floor in 64. Hoping to get television viewers, producer Ernie Bauer tried several analysts.
The first person was Moose Scourin. The second person was Sonny. And the third person was Flip Wilson. And Flip Wilson did Geraldine.
The devil made me buy this dress.
It was announced towards the end of the 1971 season that the team would be moving to Texas. On September 30th, 1971, the Senators played their last game with a last hurrah.
There's a line drive to left field. This one is going, going. It is gone. Frank Howard has just hit home run number 26.
Sadly, it was for naught. With the Senators an out away from beating the Yankees, stadium announcer Charlie Brotman remembers what happened next.
Everybody in the stands wanted to be on the field.
And some youngsters are coming out on the field. This will not be a complete game unless they get back.
Which they did not. Fans tore up the turf and the game went into the record books as a forfeit, a 9-0 final. It would be 33 seasons before another major league team would call the ballpark of my youth home. Remembering RFK, Andy Poland, WTOP News.